This is Apollo Control, Houston, 75 hours, 47 minutes, and we are, according to our projections, due to acquire just any second via a whole host of stations, Ascension, Bermuda, Mila, Grand Bahama, and Madrid, as well as the Canaries. This is the fourth revolution around the moon by a manned spacecraft. Our orbit is 60.4 nautical miles by 61.7. We've had no attempted comm yet. We can hear a little keying going on in the background. But just any moment we should get an establishing call. Our period of acquisition this time is estimated at an hour and 11 minutes. Chart, see if we're receiving telemetry yet. It is on this pass where in which Bill Anders will do begin an extensive four rev tracking task. He'll do vertical stereo photography and in considerable detail to chart all the approaches to several landing sites in near the center line, between the center line and 20 degrees. I'm sorry, in the face of the moon. Front face. And here goes the first call up from Mike Collins. Let's see what we can catch. We're having antenna problems at our prime site. We have handed to another site, Goldstone, I believe. You will notice on some of these transmissions a lot of background noise. That's being done on the smaller powered antennas from the spacecraft. When we're on the high gain antenna, the one which transmits the television pictures and other data, the reception is much clearer. Another call has gone out. Here's the conversation.
Roger. We've been having a little antenna problem on the ground here. We're reading you now with a lot of noise in the background. Help me.
Roger, Michael.
Roger, Frank. We're still trying to get a little bit better comm here. Stand by. You're unreadable. right, this is Houston, over.
This is Apollo Control, Houston. We're having antenna difficulties. We'll take the line. We are going to try some more. Stand by. Let's continue to monitor.
Okay, going to the LEM slot, and we'd like you, as per plan, to transfer that to the CSM slot by a verb 47 enter. And we'd like to just remind you that prior to doing your verb 47 enter, manually select foo and wait for the computer activity light to go out. Did you copy, over?
Roger, we copy.
Okay, Frank, are you still reading me loud and clear, over? You're ready to copy. This is Houston. How are you reading now? Thank you. meridian 77 15 47 AOS 77 45 50 sunset 78 22 03 time for control point 2, 77, 29, 42. IP1 time closest approach for target B1, 78, 10, 25. Over.
Here, I want to correct something. I apparently said that Frank Borman dedicated that prayer to St. John's Episcopal Church. He is a member of St. Christopher's. The confusion is due to the fact, I believe, that Jim Lovell is a member of St. John's Episcopal Church. So we have two Episcopalians going to two different churches. I apologize. The correct name of the church is St. Christopher's. We had the correct town. Now let's go back and monitor. Control here, 76 hours, 9 minutes into the flight. In the past few minutes, we've established a much cleaner communication with Apollo 8. Here's a sample.
Roger, stand by one, Bill.
Satellite Houston, stand by one on the tape recorder dump. We'd like you to look at your steam pressure. We think that the primary evaporator may have dried out, and if the steam pressure shows off-scale low, would you please close the back pressure valve and resurface the evaporator? Over. Apollo 8 Houston, we're ready to send you the P-27 LEM state vector update when you're ready, over.
Roger,
thank you.
Apollo Control, Houston here. 76 hours, 24 minutes. Communication much improved now as we move out on the front side of the moon. Here's how it's going.
Apollo 8.
Apollo 8, this is Houston. Are you calling, or?
Roger, you can go ahead now. We'll give you the computer and get the updates, and let's get going on the pad messages.
Roger.
It's improved, except. Okay, Houston, you ready to talk about the water bottle problem?
Roger, we copy you in Poo and accept, and we're sending you a P-27 LEM state vector. On the water boiler, it looks to us like the evaporator has been resurfaced. How does it look to you, Or?
Roger, I resurfaced it, put it to auto, H2O flow to auto, and the steam pressure went to zero again. So I tried resurfacing it a second time for 1 minute. And again, no results. I'm in the process of closing the back pressure valve manually. Over.
Roger. Understand you've tried to resurface it twice. Both times steam pressure has gone to zero, and now you're closing the back pressure valve manually.
Roger. Each time I resurfaced it, the steam pressure came up to about 0.07 to 0.1. But as soon as the steam and water were put to auto, the steam pressure went right back down again.
Roger, we copy, and we're reading it loud and clear now, Bill. On your map update, did you copy that I gave you previously?
Negative, we have not copied it yet.
Okay, I have it for you again when you're ready to copy.
Ready to copy.
This is a map update for REVS 4/5. LOS 76 59 59. Sunrise 77 09 06. Prime Meridian 77 15 47. AOS 77 45 50. Sunset 78 22 03. Remarks. IP1, acquisition time for CP2 is 77, 29, 42. IP1, time closest approach for target B1, 78, 10, 25. Over.
Roger, LOS 76, 59, 59. Sunrise
77095 47 77045 50 78 22 03. IP1 CP2 77 29 42. IP1 TCA for B1 78 10 25.
That's right, and the prime meridian time is 77 15 47, and you got your computer back. We got a good P-27 up to you. Okay, we'll go to Poo and transfer.
Roger.
Houston, you have a TEI 5 for us?
We're working on it now, Frank. Have it for you momentarily. Apollo 8, Houston.
Go.
Roger, on your back pressure valve, we'd like to know how long after you closed the back pressure valve the first time, how long it was from the time you closed it until you started the resurfacing. We'd like you to wait about 15 minutes to prevent any ice from forming due to flash freezing, over.
Okay, I started immediately to resurface it.
Apollo 8, Houston, we show that you closed froze it this last time about 4 minutes ago, so we'd like to wait another 15 minutes and then try to reservice it again at that time and then go to auto. Over.
Roger.
Roger, thank you. The TEI 4 pad which you have is still valid. We'll have the TEI 5 pad for you shortly.
Roger. And be advised, we're presently in steam pressure manual, and we're in H2O flow auto and are now in H2O flow off as of about 5 seconds ago.
Roger, we copy that, Bill. Yeah, we confirm that's a good configuration.
Right now I got the H2O flow off. Can we stay that way?
Affirmative. Apollo 8, Houston, on your television update, we propose that you start the TV at the flight plan time of 85 hours, 37 minutes, and simply extend the stop time a few minutes. You're currently scheduled to stop at 86 hours, and we'd like to keep it going until the terminator, which should be approximately 86:14. Over.
Roger.
Frank, I know you're busy up there. We've got the daily news for you whenever and if ever you'd like to hear it.
Give me a call.
Apollo 8, this is Houston.
Go ahead.
I have the TEI 5 pad for you whenever you're ready to copy.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, TEI 5. SPS/GNN 47, correction, 45701 minus 043 plus 116 079er 212603. Are you with me so far?
Roger.
Plus 31171 minus 00767 minus 00214 1800 017 001. Not applicable. Plus 00188 31181 259er 31003. Are you with me? Over.
Roger.
Roger. 4 0 2 7 1 1 3 9er 8 0 3 3 down 0 4 3 left 2 3 plus 0 8 3 2 minus 1 6 5 0 0 1 2 9er 5 6 3 6 2 0 8 1 4 6 3 9er 4 4. North set of stars remain serial and Rigel. Roll pitch and yaw remain same angles. 129er 155 010. Ullage remains two quads for 20 seconds. Quads B and D. Horizon on 4 degree line at TIG minus 3 minutes. Over.
Roger, here we go. TEI 5, SPS GNN 45701 minus 043 plus 116. 079 21 2603 plus 3. 1171, minus 00767, minus 00214, 180017, 001, NA, plus 00188, 31181, 259, 31003, 40, 2711, 398, 033, down 043, left 23, plus 0832, minus 16500, plus 12956, 36208, 146-3944. Since those are the same, I'll aid you. Do you have any objection to using four quads for 15 seconds?
No objection to four quad, I'll let you follow me.
Okay, we'd like to just go ahead and use four quads at all times, unless we get a lot shorter on fuel than we are now.
I understand.
And is that 15 seconds?
Affirmative, 15 seconds, four quad. That readback is correct, Frank, and we'd like to advise that the voice quality on the high bit rate is excellent. Over.
Thank you. Mike, it's four quads for 15 seconds. Is that right?
That is affirmative, Apollo 8. Four quads for 15 seconds.
Thank you.
This is Apollo Control, Houston here, with 24 minutes left to run in this period of acquisition. We might make note of our velocity in this revolution. It's approximately 3,560 statute miles per hour. And here goes another call from Mike Collins.
Go ahead, Houston, Apollo 8.
Roger, for Bill, he can go ahead and do a standard reservice on the water now. It's looking good.
Okay, you want us to reservice it now?
That's affirmative. And upon completion, go back to auto.
Roger.
During this Apollo Control here, during this lull, we've been looking at the biomedical data, and the harness is switched over to Bill Anders. We're looking at a mean heart rate of 68. His high during this particular reporting period is 69, a low of 67. Mean respiration rate 10. Activity mode is listed as normal. Cabin pressure 4.9. Cabin temperature 79. That's a 2-degree rise from what we saw about an hour or so ago, 77. A little more than 21 minutes before loss of signal. We'll just leave the line open. This is Apollo Control, Houston. Our time is 76 hours, 40 minutes, and I think Mike Collins is about to advise the crew that they have a go. They have a go for Rev 5. Stand by.
Roger, we're still dumping your tape. The voice quality on high bit is coming through superb, and you are go for the next rev. And we'd like to get a brief status report on your rest between 60 hours and LOI 1, just to fill in some information for us.
We all got a couple hours rest.
Okay.
We're tired right now, but we'll have to wait till we have TEI before we get back to the regular cycle.
All right. and you expect you're right.
Okay, Houston, the water boiler has been reserviced. Back pressure valve closed for 1 minute, water on for two, and it's now steam pressure auto, H2O flow auto.
Roger, we copy, Bill.
If we have a problem, similar problem again on the backside in the sunlight, might be a good idea to crank up the secondary loop to have AOS. What do you think about that?
Stand by one, Bill.